another year here in the Comma in Wexford. Yeah. How'd you like that open?
Oh, that was cool. That was a surprise. Big time. I'm like, wow, look at me with an intro on my intro.
What is it, fourth year?
Fourth or five.
I know, it goes too fast.
It goes by quick, doesn't it?
That's crazy.
I think it's fourth.
Fourth year?
We'll have to get our historians to look that up.
We're here on Thursday night, Jeff Hathorn with Ramon Foster, for the next two nights because of Pirates baseball, and then we'll get back to our normal Tuesdays in October. How was your summer before we get into all this stuff going on with the Steelers? I mean, you guys are good at that.
Yeah, we find a way, right? No, but my summer was good. A lot of family time, did a good vacation with my family. Baseball, big time for my kids. Hot in Tennessee. To go to, like, tournament baseball, you have to have, like, a generator, tents, seats, coolers. Last year was, like, my first year really doing it. But, again, we thought we were more prepared this year. And, once again, it was just – it's just hot in Tennessee.
I'm picturing it like the big 73 RV rolling up on that high school field.
I'm not going to go that far just yet. But they got to prove to me that they love it first before I go that far.
Explain to listeners – why you do this? Why do you like doing this show?
This show, one, it gives the guys a voice. I'm a firm believer in anybody can tell your story, but to actually get, especially guys in our position, football players, the athlete, the opportunity to do something or say something that the normal public won't have knowledge of, and you just get a chance to get especially my perspective on a lot of things that go on. It gives clarity in a sense.
Anybody give you grief in that room for doing this?
No. Well, yeah, some of my old linemen do. Tonight is our old line night tonight at Pouncey's house, and I told him, I was like, I got to leave early. Guys, like, really? On a Thursday? I'm like, bro, relax. This is only temporary.
They got, like, the old-fashioned radio, and they got it in the middle of the table, and they're just listening to every word you have to say right now.
If they're listening to me and critiquing me tomorrow, then I know they really love me.
I'm going to doubt
that. Or either they hate me then.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah. We're listening. Make sure you're there, guy. No, I'm here, guys.
And we are outside here in Nakama, which is great. There's a little hint of a breeze.
Yeah.
The sun is just about to clobber us, but hey, you know what? In a couple months, there's going to be snow, and it's going to be nasty. So
they are saying, well, I think it's like the Farmer's Almanac, which is kind of accurate, but somebody I'm sure is going to correct me on Twitter if I'm wrong, but they're saying it's supposed to be like the coldest winter we've had in a while.
Seriously?
Yeah. We talked about that earlier in camp. It's like, man, it's so hot. And, of course, guys like, well, this winter is going to be, they're saying, extremely cold.
Fan Hotline is brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. It is the Ramon Foster Show. And there's been a lot of stuff that's happened around the team.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with kind of the news of the day. Ben not practicing. You know what happens. Like, there's like a bat signal that goes up to all the media outlets. And then it gets on Twitter and everybody freaks out.
Yes.
So what can you tell? What do you think? I mean,
Ben's a gamer. If you know Ben all these years, you know if he's going to go, he will go. He was doing a little light exercise today, you know, just staying in tune. He's around the guys. He's giving tips and everything. But you don't have to have much preparation when you're Ben. He's a guy that gets it. He knows how to play. We've played these guys, I feel like, for the last 8 years, it seemed like, multiple times. So he's very familiar with them. So if he has the opportunity to go, I'm sure he will.
Which means that means a lot of reporters are stepping in your way to get around Josh Dobbs.
His crowd is a little bigger
right
now. Yeah.
All of a sudden, Dobbs becomes like the focal point of that locker room.
Yeah.
Before I get to Josh, are you concerned about Ben, or is this something, like you said, you've been down this road? And
I'm always kind of concerned about him, though. If he's not on the field, you know, with him, it kind of bites him a little bit in the sense that he wants to be out there. So if he's got an issue going on, especially, I forget what they're saying it is. Is it his elbow right now? I'm not sure if he's had to see a specialist or anything like that. But you're concerned, especially for a guy that throws the ball or has to handle the ball as much as he does.
Your own new offensive coordinator told us today, he said, you know, we haven't had one practice this year with everybody.
But we find a way. I mean, considering what we looked like last week a little bit, we omit the turnovers on our behalf.
I just want you to know you're the one bringing up last week. I didn't start down that road.
You know what? I'm okay with discussing it, but we're closer to Kansas City than we are.
We are.
Right now.
Give us the mood when Ben's not in the huddle.
It's a little bit of a difference in the sense that the backup never commands the huddle the way he does. Ben says it, we know it. Even if we barely hear some of the stuff he's saying, we know exactly what he's saying at the end of it. I had to catch myself a few times today, like, what did you say, Josh? You know, you use the terminology, snap count types of thing. That continuity that you have, especially on the offense, is huge. Ben's a guy that commands that. He's a guy that's been around that guys respect too, so it's a little bit different.
Not that Ben isn't smart, but Josh is like an aeronautical engineering dude. He's very well spoken. He's very polite.
He is, and he talks so you feel like he's very sincere in what he's saying to you. But he's also a funny guy too. He's a guy that I thought was going to be very uptight, no personality, and he comes around us, and he's just a guy. You know, most guys you just describe him. He's a football player too.
He's come a long way.
He has.
I mean, who would have thought? One, I mean, when he's drafted, it's like, all right, and then he becomes the third team guy, but. When Mason was drafted, you thought, there's no way Josh is making this team. And here he is. He could be your starting quarterback Sunday.
He could. And at some point during the season, I'm sure that's something that's a high possibility. But Randy's going to be a guy that keeps him in the fold. He's getting reps right now, which is huge for him, especially working with us. But like you say, it looked like he was the guy that had so much going against him going into training camp. He had a savvy veteran in Landry. Then you have the guy, of course, Mason, that comes in, and you're looking at it like, oh, who's going to stay? And Josh goes out there, man, and that's been been his entire life. He's been a guy to say, okay, count me out and watch me show you out every single time. So I was excited to see him perform the way he has.
Bummed Landry was let go?
Big time. Big time. That's one of the ones of all people that's been cut, especially like this time of the year after camp. He's a guy that I'll probably remember for a long time in a sense of, wow, we actually cut Landry Jones. And that's not saying the other guys couldn't do it, but Landry is very pivotal in the team. You know, there's certain guys that have roles. Landry was a guy that he had a role on the team, and it's kind of crazy that happened. You know, I'm still shocked that he hasn't got signed yet.
And when you look at the situation now, do you look back and say, man, it'd be good to have Landry?
Yeah, but, you know, I'm going to use the Coach T cliche, we cannot live in our fears. So, as you guys take that from a Tuesday press conference with Coach T, I'm using it right now. So, Josh has a lot of upside, and it'll be really interesting if he was behind the center.
I think it is cool that a guy that was not counted on making the team, that he went out, he knew he had to have a big game, he had a big game, and then he was rewarded. Because I think the easy move would have been to keep Landry.
You know what's crazy, too? Even after that game, I think a lot of guys gained, like, confidence in him also. You can tell he took off to another level himself, but guys around him were like, wow, this could actually be something. You know, even moving down the line, he's a guy that you cannot or should not count out.
How's Dave?
Dave's coming along. Dave he's a guy that gets it. He's a true pro. I think I saw one of his quotes himself where he said, I'm a guy that don't really need to have a ton of practice, and that's true.
Well, I mean, you figured out an injury to get so you didn't have to go through camp. So maybe Dave's just figuring out, you know, an injury so he doesn't have to go through practice.
If this becomes a weekly thing and Dave's not practicing, he definitely found the correct system.
I remember talking to Jerome after he retired, and he's like, yeah, you know, I would have, like, groins and hamstrings so I couldn't, you know, I didn't have to go all during camp. You guys figure that stuff out as the sun is, like, clobbering you right now.
Yeah, we should have had a prop bet about if the sound was going to blast us or not. But again, becoming an older guy in the league, there are days like you're like, man, I could use a day. You just straight up ask Coach, I need one today. And so I'm sure the bus was one of those guys that found a way because he's clearly in the Hall of Fame for playing in football games.
So if Finney goes, this will be his third time against Kansas City. Because have you ever played against Kansas City?
Yeah, the playoff. Yeah, it was. You're right. It's been Kansas City like the last two times I've missed a regular season game. It's been them.
But you guys believe, I mean, you guys have a lot of confidence in Finney, what he can do.
Absolutely. He's a guy that gets it. He's worked his butt off. He's played in some games, so he's not a rookie by any stretch.
Dude, if I'm Finney and I saw what Hubbard got,
oh, man.
I'm working hard, too.
That whole crew that's behind him, you got Finney, you got Matt Filer, you got Gerald Hawkins. Like, that whole gang should be salivating.
That's some meal money.
That is.
I want to ask you about James Conner. And I also want us to get caught up. There's a lot of stuff that's happened since the last time you had a show, and you had a chance to talk about some of these issues. So we're going to do that as well. It's Ramon Foster Show here from the Common Wexford on 93.7 The Fan.